Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, December the 24th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, I got a very powerful topic. I want to talk about the gift that keeps on giving, even after death. We all have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. This is the season, the gift-giving season, and everybody is in the spirit or in the mood of giving, if you will. Hopefully you had an opportunity to see the YouTube video posted yesterday from the sermon or the message that I preached at Fountain of Living Water, where we broke down and revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified dominion. And in that message, I talked about the fact keys to kingdom dominion that was given to us by our Father. And if you understand those five keys that I talked about on yesterday's message, I also did that, talked about that, which comes from the Greek metanaio gar basilia oranos, which simply means repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So the five keys that encompasses this ability for us to do something that outlives us is called or is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and 28, where it talks about that we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness in the form of benefits. That means we are, number one, blessed, number two, fruitful, number three, multiply, number four, replenish, number five, subdue. Now, that's found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and 28. But today we're talking about, now that we have this gift, now that we have been, we have blessed means we got a benefit. Fruitful means to be productive. Multiply means to enlarge what you produce. Replenish means to provide abundance or above and beyond what is required. Subdue means to bring into captivity or bondage your market or your space, to control your market or control your space. So we have all of this if we have kingdom dominion, and that dominion is given to us by our Father. So the gift that keeps on giving is you. So you are the gift that keeps on giving. But what does that mean in English? Well, in plain English, that simply means that you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. So what I want to do is I want to prove to you how the gift that keeps on giving works, especially for the members of the Life Management System that ends in December the 31st and the members that are going on into 2019 for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which is the next stage of, we started with the Eagles Club, then we went to the Kingdom, to the Life Management System. Now we're in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So for everybody that's moving on from life management into the kingdom management or the kingdom lifestyle, you need to be able to give life. And you need to be able to give eternal life. Now, I know most people think that you're supposed to receive eternal life, but you're also supposed to give eternal life. Because whatever you receive, that's what you give. You can only give what you have. You cannot give what you don't have. So the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Press down, shake it together. So we know that according to Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it shall be given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into our laps. So that's a benefit that comes with a condition, the way all of the Father's benefits does. So if we give, now if you don't give, guess what? It's not given to you. So we need to give. So I'm going to start off the giving. And then you're going to give, and then I'm going to give, and then you're going to give, and then we're going to continue this giving process. This is the key to the kingdom. So you have a gift that keeps on giving, and your gift is creativity. You have the gift of creativity that comes from clarity of purpose. So in order for you to give me inspiritas or inspiration, so that way I can establish my determination, that's going to result in my productivity of my production. So what I'm going to do is give you inspiration. And then that inspiration that I give you is going to give you determination. And then that determination is going to make you or give you the ability to be more productive. And so this is this three-step process that three-stranded cord that's not easily broken. Because creativity creates currency. So the gift of eternal life is the greatest gift that you can give to someone. And you have to give in order to receive. Once you understand that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we and Yahushua, we come that we may have life, and that we may have this life more abundantly. That's talked about in John chapter 10, verse 10. So I'm a creator. So what I can do is I can give the art of creation. One of the things that a lot of people struggle is with my gift. So a lot of people don't have a lot of threes in their chart. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing now and I'm offering, this is only for today and tomorrow. So for today and tomorrow, Christmas Day, today and tomorrow, so all of my current clients that don't have a product, not only will I produce your product for you, I will also publish the product for you in your name, product being the book. So if you're a current member of the Life Management System, if you are a current member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and even if you're not, we'll extend the offer to you as well. What is the offer? Well, one of the things that I find that a lot of my clients have difficulty is taking that first step, the first step being to produce their first product. Now, maybe your first product is a cookbook. Maybe your first product is a how-to book. Maybe it's how to be a parent. Maybe it's how to, you know, create clay animation. Maybe it's how to write a thesis. Maybe it's how to, you know, maybe it's a how, it's some type of a how-to product. And so what I encourage my clients to do, number one, is to get clarity of self. So the first product that I am offering to do for you is to produce your own, what I call, you know, when we look at any business, all businesses have what is called a business plan. Now, your Dear Kinnear report is your business plan. So everybody needs a business plan outline based upon their purpose. So this document could be anywhere from you determine the page count, meaning on average, a business plan is anywhere from about 30 pages to 100. So for every page that I produce based upon your life optimization chart, your life management circle, which is now your millionaire business plan, that circle is a one-sheet millionaire business plan. But if you read that chart, and let's say your numbers are 7, 9, 8, and 1, for example. So if you are life path number 7, an expression number 9, a soul urge number 8, and a relationship number 1, so how do you move forward with those four numbers? Well, for me, it's really simple because those four numbers come from two additional numbers. So if you say all 12 numbers and you read out the benefits or the attributes and characteristics of those 12 numbers, it's going to roll out for you your business plan. And so for some people, number one, either they don't have it or they have difficulty because, again, that may not be your skill set. But thankfully, it's mine. And so for each page that you would like for me to produce, either one, your business plan, or two, your product, first product, or both, is $2 a page. So if you want a 100-page book, that would be $200. So for $2 a page to not only write, show it to you, let you review it, add, make any adjustments, you send it back. I put it into a PDF document, send it over to the publisher. Publisher turns it into a book, not only a PDF book, but also a hard paperback book. I send you the completed book with your name on it. So I become a ghostwriter for you. Why? Creativity equals currency. More creative you are, the more currency you have. Since creativity is one of my gifts, currency is not a problem. Now, currency should not be a problem for you either, because what I'm doing right now is an example of what you should be doing. What am I doing right now? I'm being creative. How am I being creative? I'm coming up with a creative way to express and expose and expand my gift. Now, you should do the exact same thing that I'm doing. So I need to show you how to do it, not just tell you to do it. So I'm doing it right now as I'm showing you right now. What am I showing you? So I can take your life management circle, and I can take those 12 numbers and the numbers we're using. I can talk for an hour, and I can take that hour and turn it into a 100-page document or a 60-page document or whatever length that you would like. Maybe you only want 30 pages, so that would be $60. Maybe you only want 10 pages. That'd be $20. The page count is determined by you. Now, for a book to be published, there's a minimum page count of $100. The publisher won't publish anything less than so, but you can do a PDF document. So the minimum page count is 100 pages, which equals $200. Now, let me make sure that those two products that we're talking about, Because what we're talking about is when I'm dead and gone, what outlives me? What stays in eternity? The books that I published and the things that I've created. Because I passed them on to my children, and I put my books inside the Library of Congress, and it has an ISBN number. So people who come years after me can read the books that I've published. Right now I have 50 books. That will outlive me. That's eternal. What you create lives on in eternity. It echoes in eternity. So your job is to be a creator. Now, for some people, obviously, that creativeness comes a lot easier than others. That's why you connect with people that may be or that have different skill sets that you have that brings it out so that way you can express, expose, and expand your gifts. And I can express, expose, and expand my gifts. So therefore, everybody is expressing their God-given talents, their God-given skills in the manner by which brings about, one, inspiration, two, determination, three, productivity. So productivity, people who don't have a lot of productivity don't have a lot of determination, stick-to-itiveness. And the reason they don't have a lot of determination is because they don't have a lot of inspiration. Their toes are not curled. If your toes are curled, guess what happens? All of a sudden you have what they call implosion. That means your heart is beating a little faster. That means you're a little bit excited. That means you talk a lot faster. That means you have a lot more energy. That means that energy got to be released. You want to create something. You want to go run, jog, sing, paint, skip, you know, turn flips, do gymnastics, do yoga, you know, create a meal. You want to express that energy because you have inspiritas. The Spirit of God is inside of you. Is operating as you, and it wants to manifest itself through you, all because of inspiration that comes from creation. You are a creative being. You are a co-creator with the Creator. So let me say that again. So if you do not have product, service, or information, you're violating number two of the five keys to dominion. Number one, you have a benefit that was given to you by God. So if you got that benefit that was given to you by God and you do got it, you may not know it, but you got it because God is not a liar. So God doesn't make junk. Meta na'ao basililia oranos. So God has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. The next key is to be fruitful and multiply. Fruitful means to produce a product, service, or information to bring about an increase. And many people are not suffering, but many people have difficulty with that creation. Thus, the reason for today's show. So today's show allows me to assist you with creating you. So that way you can be fruitful. You can have a product. Then number three is to multiply that product. That means to enlarge it. That means to present it to the globe. How do we do that? Well, thankfully, I've been doing that for the last 10 years full time. So I have a platform, and I can assist you with creating your platform, whether it be here on Blog Talk, whether it be on YouTube, whether it be on Tube Mobile, whether it be on Spreaker, whether it be on, you know, iTunes, whatever platform that you like. Then once we scale, then we need to replenish, which means to provide something that satisfies a need. Not a want. Provide something. So your product should solve a problem. Which brings me to number five, which means subdue. And that word in the Greek means to give you control over the market, to give you the ability to control your space. So I need to produce a product that solves a problem. And one of the products that I can produce for you today that solves a problem for you is, are you a published author? And do you have a blueprint or a business plan? If you do not, I will produce that for you. It's $2 a page. If you want the book published at no cost to you, it's already included in that $2 per page. Minimum page count for the published book, again, is 100 pages. That's $200 to you. There is no minimum page if you just want an ebook. You can do 30 pages. and it's just $2 a page. That's $60. You tell me the topic, any topic. It could be gardening. It could be, you know, hopefully not, you know, any topic. I've already researched it. I already got information on it. All I got to do is turn it into a PDF document, publish it, and present it to you. It'll probably take me about a week, if that. Why? I do this for a living. It's my gift. What's the point? Give the gift that keeps on giving. What is the gift that keeps on giving? I can create all day, every day, nonstop, until they put me in a pine box. Why? When I do this, I can create products, service, and information because that's my gift. So I want to assist you with creating your gift. So your gift is different from my gift. If we go back to my example of someone who's a 7, that means that their gift is intelligence. So they can assist someone with making good decisions. Why? They're 7. They have the gift of intellect. But they may not know how to express, expose, and expand their gift of intellect. So I can provide them with a business plan that breaks down the best way to express themselves. All it is a simple. Now, that's the second product, service, or information that I can provide for you. The second is just an explanation of you to you. And I've already did that in the form of the Dear Kinnear Report. But there's a lot of people who don't have a book. They don't have a product, service, information that they can read on a daily basis that reveals them to them. That's the only reason that people suffer from inertia, because they don't have confidence. You mean to tell me if you knew 100% guarantee that if you did A, you would get B, what would prevent you from doing A? So the only problem that you have, or that people that you know have, is a lack of clarity of self. So I am willing to do, at $2 per page for you, a book that explains you to you. This is not your Dear Kinnear Report, because the Dear Kinnear Report gives you vague attributes and characteristics. I'm talking about taking your millionaire business plan, which is your millionaire business circle. Now, if you're not a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, or if you wasn't a part of the life management system, that may be a little Greek to you. But this book takes, and I put your dream statement, your mission statement, your purpose statement, your vision statement, your goal statement, your objectives, your action keys or your action plans, your responsibility statement, your operating statement, your marketing statement, your fundamental principles statement. These are all of the statements that make up a business plan. And all they are statements about you that God gave you. And these statements are inside of the 12 numbers that's inside of your life optimization chart that I've already done. But to put it in a book format, publish it, and mail it to you so you take it out every day and you have your own business plan template. Well, you can flesh it out even further, or you can just take that document and use it. If you have my Eagles Club book, you will receive your own, except it will be your name on it. And I will publish it and print it at $2 a page for you. So my Eagles Club is 100 pages. I will do the exact same thing for you that I did for myself at $2 a page. So when you open it up, if you have a copy of my book, The Eagles Club, you will see that all it is my business plan. And you cannot start a business, or you should not start a business, without a plan. Because if I ask you, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, you should be able to tell me. And if I ask you, how profitable do you see yourself in the next 5 years, you should be able to tell me. If you ask me that question, I can tell you. And I can give you the math, because I've done the math. I have it written on my board. So I know that my goal of 1,000 people at $1,000 a month, I mean a year, or 500 people at 2.5, which is why my price points right now is $1,000 to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because I know, because I have the numbers on my board, And I've already reached my goal of becoming a millionaire because I put the numbers in paper. The only reason you're not a millionaire already is you probably haven't written down in plain English and done the math so that it gives you one, inspiration, which gives you two, determination, which gives you three, productivity. This formula, yeah, I've been doing it for the last 10 years, works like clockwork. All the millionaires that I've met, that I know, they do the exact same thing. They have something that motivates them so much, they have to take action. They cannot sit at home and watch the Basketball Wives and Love and Hip Hop. They cannot hang out with people who are not going nowhere. As I talked about in my Sunday message, they do not follow men with no purpose. I do not follow nor associate with people who do not have purpose. I have clients who I'm teaching to establish their purpose. If there is a client that's a member of the life management system, and you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, if there's a client that's listening to the sound of my voice that is the member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I don't care if you joined yesterday, you should know your purpose. It should be crystal clear. If it is not, this product, this gift is for you. This book, you need to have it. Your first product I will do for you at $2 per page. I recommend a page count, again, minimum of 100 pages. That comes out to $200. That would be your cost. What do you need to provide me to complete it? Nothing. All I need is your name and your date of birth. And I know the subject to write for you. All you got to do is just go to the website at masterteacher33.com, make that $200 payment, and I'll start writing your book. I will send you the completed copy to review. Once you review it, make any editing additions as you see fit. If you would like to add some photographs of yourself or of your product, service, especially if it's, let's say, if it's a cookbook or something of that nature, or if it's a how-to book, then you need to send me those pictures that you would like included along with the page that you would like that information included. Otherwise, I will go to the printer and I will get that hard copy printed out, and then I will email it or mail you the hard copy, and I will email you the PDF or the ebook copy for you to put on your website and start making money starting January of 2019. Every member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center who having quote-unquote problems with producing a product should take advantage of this offer. This offer is primarily for my Kingdom Millionaire Training Center members, but I'm opening it up to everybody that's even not members. That is why I'm doing it on this particular venue. Why? I like to demonstrate what I preach. I have clients who've been with me for years and don't have a product yet because they have inertia, because they're not inspired. Their toes are not curled. They're not immersed in their design, so they cannot shine. So the first product is your design. The first book that I'm going to print for you, mail it to you, is your business plan. It is a clear, based upon your chart and your numbers. I don't need to know what your goals are. I don't need to know what your topic is. I already know it's in your freaking chart. Now, if you do not agree with what God said, that's the problem. See, the problem is people got ideas, they got products, they got services, they got information, and they didn't consult God. Now, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had a dream, and he said, oh, yeah, not my will. First, he said, Father, take this cup from me. What he was saying was, the plan you got for me, yeah, kind of hard, God. I don't know if I want to climb that mountain of being a sacrificial lamb for the globe. So therefore, what else you got? And most of us, myself included, I did it 58 times. Jesus did it once. See, I'm a little slow. So it took me 58 times to get on board with God's program. But Jesus had his own program. But then he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. So I am going to give you the will of the Father that he have downloaded into your spirit in the form of your DNA. Now, if you disagree with the Father's will for your life, that's between you and the Father. I ain't going to get into that. You got to work that out on your own, boo-boo. All I know is I tried for 50 years and 58 jobs to go against the will of the Father. And I can tell you from personal experience, that dog does not hunt. Now, there's a lot of Negroes that are going to tell you you can be anything that you want to be. They're going to tell you you can do anything that you want to do. I'm not one of them. I'm telling you, you can only be what you're designed to be. That's it. You cannot be what you're not designed to be. Fish are not designed to walk on land. So if you go down underwater and you start doing you develop a self-help course to teach fish how to walk on water, you're not going to make no money. Now, you may be able to con a bunch of fish into believing that they can walk on land, but when they get out there and they get on that land and they start walking, they're going to find out that you gave them a product that is destitute of purpose, because fish are not designed to walk on land. And what's going on in the world is I see people in positions they're not designed for, and that's why they dogs don't hunt. And they look me in the eyes, and they got tears rolling down their cheek, and they're wondering why that they dog don't hunt. Now, it took me 58 times to figure that this shizness out. So it may take you a while. That's okay. Take your time. Keep running up against that brick wall. I did it for 50 years. So I'm not belittling you. I'm not, hey, go do you, boo-boo. I already did it. I know that dog don't hunt. I already been there and done that. 58 times, brothers and sisters. It took me before I finally figured out that maybe I should take my gifts. And maybe I should swim downstream instead of swimming against the current. So if you want to swim, or somebody you know want to swim against your numbers, against the current, God bless you. Assalamu alaikum, salaikum salam. See you on the other side. But as for me and my house, my body, we're going to do exactly what Jesus did. And Jesus said in Luke 22:42, Jesus said, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will be done, but yours be done. Then the angel of heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Notice, after you make your commitment to God, purpose, design, then plan shows up. You get strength from God when you align with his will. But when you go against the will of God, you do not have the gift that keeps on giving even after death. What you got is a gimmick. You got a scam. You got an ideal. You do not have the gift of God. You do not have the gift of eternal life. What you're doing is not going to outlive you. When I'm dead, my deeds will outlive me. They'll be talking about me when I'm gone. My children's children will spit my name out their mouth. And they will say, yeah, my grandfather was a great man. I talked to my son last night, and my son said something that was, like, shocking. My oldest son, B. Jola. He says, Dad, I now know what you've been telling me since I was a little boy. And now that I'm a man, and I got my own wife, and I got three children of my own, you are a great man. What you say is the truth. To hear my own son, because a father, nobody is accepted. The Bible says the priest is not welcomed in his hometown. It's very difficult for people who know you to see value in you. For my own son to acknowledge my worth and value. I know I didn't need it. I already know I got worth and value. But I'm doing this for my son. My son's. And I got a chance opportunity to mother, my youngest son, Kendrick, was here as well. And so got a chance to spend an evening with my sons. Yeah, I have no idea how powerful. Because I wasn't the greatest father. I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't get no owner's manual when my children were born. It says, here's a book, here's the standard operating procedure on how to be a father. And my father was destitute, wasn't here, I didn't have a father. My mother died when I was young. So I don't remember. I don't really have too much memory. So I didn't have a mother or a father. So I had to make this shit up on my own. I had to figure it out. Because I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a book that gave me instructions and directions as to what to do and told me these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses. That means promote this and ignore that. I didn't have that, and I'm offering that to you today. Why? Because I didn't have it. I didn't have a step-by-step plan that showed me my strengths and my weaknesses. I did not understand that if I encapsulate fear in my heart, I'm going to blow out my kidneys. I didn't understand that. Nobody told me that. Nobody told me that emotions were stored in my body. Nobody told me that fatigue and lethargy and anxiety and stress, fear produces a medical condition called general adaptive syndrome, GAS, GAS. There's psychological gaslighting, and then there's a biological GAS syndrome. And most people who are struggling with fatigue and exhaustion today have no clue that there is a spiritual cause to a biological disease. But you don't have to suffer. Because no matter what your biological problem is, I can tell you that it's a result of violating 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind." If you are in a relationship, if you are hanging out in an environment where you have fear, it's going to manifest in your body in the form of a disease. I didn't have nobody telling me that, so I'm telling you. Because the scripture tells us that love, not fear, must be held in the mind. Otherwise, what's going to happen, based upon the principles of anatomy and physiology, all energy, emotions are stored inside of the organs, and it is manifested or it manipulates or it causes damage to the hypothalamus gland, which controls your senses or your hormones. So fear, anxiety, stress, fear, doubt, unbelief causes and interrupts your peace, and it causes your organs to secrete secretions, secrets, ion. Look at the word secretions. And the word hormones has the word harmony. So you have no harmony because your hormones are whack. And your hormones are releasing secretions, which are the secrets. Secretions should be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. But there is a chemical imbalance in the body that is produced because there's a conflict between the spirit and the soul. This affects your limbic system, and your limbic system responds to the stress that causes depression because of a chemical imbalance that is produced in the body's response to stress. And so your central nervous system, where the CSF, the cerebral spinal cord fluid, which is crisis stored, is thrown out of whack because you're in fear. Why? You have no clarity. Why? You don't have no purpose. And until you reconcile yourself with God, until you reconcile yourself with his word, and until you reconcile yourself with love, self-love. Do you know that self-hate is number one cause of pretty much all disease on the planet? So if you got self-hate, now remember, I didn't read this in the book. I grew up, I didn't like being black. I didn't like being short. I wanted to be white. I wanted to be tall. I wanted to have blonde hair and blue eyes. Why? All the people I saw that had money, they was white. They was blonde hair, blue eyes. So I wanted to be like them. So I had self-hatred. So what does your immune system say when you have self-hatred? If you got the feeling of self-hate, you're telling your immune, attack myself. And so the immune starts attacking your body. And guess what happens? Hair fall out. Start having kidney problems. Start having liver problems. You start having high blood pressure. You start having hypertension. You get sickle cell anemia. Why? Your body is attacking itself because you told it to, because you hate yourself. If you do not love yourself, you can kiss the baby goodbye. Everything in these books are not going to help you. Because health is wealth. Your number one product is your health. Fear is torment, and it torments the body. You see, the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. If you don't have love of self, not love of others, I know you love your mama and your daddy, you know, you love your man, you love your little shearings, but you don't love yourself. Thus, your dogs don't hunt. Now, I didn't have nobody telling me the truth. I'm not telling you no version. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you medical science. You can talk to any medical body, any medical doctor. They will tell you. You can look in the Bible and read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, where it says, "A merry heart maketh cheerful medicine." Proverbs 15:13, Proverbs 17:11, a merry heart doth good like medicine. So if your heart is not medicine, I'm sorry, if your heart is not merry, if you're not happy, notice you got the keys to your own happiness. If you put the keys to your happiness in your wife's pocket or in your husband's pocket, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket? The Bible says that you, God has given you, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, God gave you everything that you need for life and godliness. So the gift that keeps on giving even after death is self-love and product production called creativity, because creativity creates currency, current chi. Your current chi, your currency is your current chi. Your current chi is your current energy, is your current spirit. It's the current ruach. It's the current. No, it's not past tense. My money is not past tense. It's not future tense. It's not even present tense. It's intense. So this intensity that I have comes from inspiration, that comes from clarity of crystal clear purpose. So what I'm offering today is a product that gives you crystal clear purpose, so that way you can have inspiritas. You can have the spirit inside of you. When you get the spirit of God inside of you, all of a sudden, brother, it's like you just drunk 8 cups of coffee. Sister, you're going to wake up and you're going to be skipping. Your man is going to look at you like, honey, are you all right? You're going to be giddy. Why? You are full of the spirit of God. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Spiritas, inspiration, gives you dedication and direction. This dedication and the direction is in the development and the creation of your product, service, and all of a sudden now, bam, you're ready to take action. So now you are very productive. But it all starts with clarity of purpose. That's from understanding that you have dominion. So if God has not given me a spirit of fear, where did it come from? There is no fear in love. 1 John 4:18 says this. 1 John 4:18. Brothers and sisters, as God that controls and that is over, the Father of lights that it talks about in James 3 is my witness. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. So you mean to tell me you're in love with your man, but you're afraid that he might leave you? I don't know what y'all got. That's not love. If you're in love with your man, but you're afraid, oh, he might hit me, or you're afraid. If you got fear in a relationship, get out. Run now. Don't wait. Don't pack your shizness. Leave. Just get on the bus. You ain't got no money? Take a Greyhound. Do something. Leave. Go to your mama's house, your dad. Get out. Because that's not a relationship. There is no fear in love. Zero. Perfect love. Notice the love must be perfect. Perfect love casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Show me somebody in poverty, I'm going to show you somebody in fear. What is poverty? Lack of creation. How you can't create? All of your mental space is taken up by fear, doubt, and unbelief. Those are all three are the same. That's why I don't do fear. That's why I don't do cray-cray. That's why I can't hang out with people. That's why y'all know I've disconnected from and I'm not taking on clients that don't overstand. You cannot operate in fear. Because there's nothing I can say, your brain cannot hear me because the brain is consumed already. There's something there. You cannot put new wine in the old wineskin. You can't. Now, it took me 50 years of trying to save people who don't want to be saved. It took me 50 years to figure it out. But guess what? I figured it out. A spiritually rooted disease is the result of separation from purpose, which is God, and separation from your business plan, which is the word of God, and separated from self-love, which is the love of love. Right now, that is the only reason you're in the situation that you're in. You know, not you, but, you know, people you know. Why? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Okay, so Brother Will, you talked about the problem, brother. What do we do? Okay, remember what I just said when we started the show? Destroy the yoke. And let's go back to John 14:27. I like talking and quoting a lot of scriptures because the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirits, souls, joints, and marrow. That's the body. And it is discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That's how I know what you're thinking. So when I meet somebody, your energy shows up way before you do. So I already know. It's something called discernment. So I understand what most people don't. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. I sleep good at night. The 4 hours I do sleep, I sleep like a newborn baby. I'm gone. I'm in la-la land. Why? I have peace. Why? I have creativity. Why? I have clarity. My creativity equals currency. I want more currency, I do more creation. So right now I'm offering you what I know. And what do I know? I don't believe in this. I know it because I've been doing it. And it works. And what is that? Clarity. So the first product, clarity. You determine the cost based upon the page count. If you want one page, it's $2. $2 a page. So if you want a product, service, information, and again, I'm doing print books now. I'll probably do some videos for guys later. If you guys need voiceover and that kind of stuff, I'm going to do that too. Why? People are telling me that there's difficulty in creation. So I'm like, well, I do creation while I sleep. There is nobody listening to the sound of my voice that should go into 2019 without a book. Especially if you're a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And especially if you was a member of the now completed Life Management System. So everybody that's in the Life Management System has completed all the modules. At least all the modules have been emailed out. Now, whether you listen to all the modules or not, that's another study for another time. So now you need to implement them. How do you implement them? You take your creativity, which is your Dear Canary Report, and you put it in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. That's the key. That's all you got to do. You take your energy and you put it in the form. So I'm going to assist you with taking your energy and putting it in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits you. You always provide more in use value than you receive in monetary value, always. That's why I'm doing today's show. I want to provide more. That's why I can always stay best. See, give and it shall be given. Whatever degree that you give. So I give a lot. That's why I receive a lot. I have the capacity. My tent is enlarged. And the people who understand that process, their tent is enlarged. So they can receive more. So if you're not able to give and receive love, then you have fear. Fear is the only thing that keeps you from giving. Fear is the only thing that keeps you from moving forward. So I'm going to remove that fear by assisting you with moving forward by producing the first product. And that first product, again, is a book about you to give you clarity of yourself. It's just a deeper understanding of what you already have. Now, if you already have product, service, information that is out there doing and working and doing great, that's great. That means that you understand what I'm saying. So you don't need that. Now you just want another product to have another stream of income, but then you can take me up on my second offer. The first offer is to take the Life Optimization Circle, which is now your millionaire business plan, and to write it out for you using your 12 numbers. So that's going to be a document based upon the number of pages that you like, which is the detail that you like. More pages, more detail. I recommend around 100 pages because that gives you enough detail about your purpose and yourself based upon your numbers that was given to you by your God. Now, if you want to go outside of that, okay, yeah, I'm not, I can help you with that. But if you want to oscillate or vibrate according to your space, like the example that I said, let's say the number 7 comes from the number 25. So I'm going to produce a document that it breaks down for you what the number 2 is and what it means. what the number 5 is and what it means, and what the number 7 is and what it means, and how you use those three numbers to produce wealth, because that's your life path number, which is wealth. And then chapter number 2 is going to be based upon the health numbers. And let's say your number is 9, and let's say the 9 comes from the number 7 and 2. So I'm going to take the number 7, and I'm going to explain what that is. I'm going to take the number 2, and I'm going to explain what that is. Then I'm going to take the number 7 and 2, and you add them together, you get the number 9, and I'm going to take those three numbers and how, when you put them together, how they produce health. And then I'm going to take the soul urge number, and let's say it's the number 8, and let's say the number 8 comes from the number 4. So I'm going to take the number 4 and break it down, 4, break it down, give number 8, break it down. Last is the outer personality number, and it's, let's say it comes from the number 10. So I'll take the number 1, number 0, break it down. Take the number 1 plus 0 equals 1. So your life, so your leader, now I'm going to break that down. Now, again, this is something that I've already done, but I'm going on a deeper level. And let's say you want this in 50 pages. So that's $100. And then, bam, I produce it, put it in, well, PDF document, because the publisher requires at least, if I remember correctly, the document to be about 100 pages in order for it to be published in a print form. Now, the books I'm publishing are without the ISBN number. If you would like the ISBN number, bam, we can go a little deeper. That would be, you just purchase your own ISBN number, and I'll break that down as you email me, and we talk to the page count and the design of your individual book about you. Product number 1, product number 2 is the actual product. So I'm going to take those numbers, 7, 9, 8, 1, and produce a product of your choosing based upon your numbers. That's your niche. Or I will produce the first product for you based upon the numbers that has been revealed to you. So I know the number 7, 9, 8, 1, when you put them in reverse, is 1, 8, 9, 7. So that this fictitious individual would be a leader that makes great decisions in a very professional and elegant manner that produces and establishes an intelligent, peaceful, personal freedom. That's the number 1, the number 8, the number 9, and number 7. So that's the product. This is an individual. This is a leader that knows how to make good decisions. He's an executive that does it in a royal manner to establish intellectual. So what is their product? Their niche is that individual is a person that can lead other people and teach them how to make good decisions, that establish themselves and position themselves as a leader in that space of reason and logic, meaning they're very intellectual executive. So their product is intellectual executivism, if you want to use that term. So they're like a CEO that uses reason and logic to lead other people. So their product is, if there's anybody out there who have difficulty with making decisions using reason and logic, I'm your boy. And so their niche is to become, let's say, a business consultant. So we would produce a product that shows other people that if you need help with, let's say, e-commerce, or you need help with, you know, global distribution, or you need help with building a business foundation, this person, regardless of experience, would be the individual to assist. Why? That is their God-given design. That comes naturally. Everything that I'm doing right now comes naturally. It doesn't require me to take no classes. I don't need no education. I don't need anybody to hold my hand. I'm born. I have the ability to create compassionately on a global scale. That's why I'm doing this on this venue and sending it out globally, so everybody on the internet can who are drawn to this frequency can go on YouTube and watch or listen to this audio, and they can hear it. Why? That's my gift. What is yours? You got to get in your lane. You need to give the gift that keeps on giving. That is you. You are the gift that keeps on giving. So you got to express, expose, and expand yourself to the world, but you need something called confidence. And confidence comes from clarity. People buy confidence. People don't buy product, service, and they buy the frequency that is behind the product. The product is a substance, or the product is a symbol of a deeper substance. So the book that I'm going to produce is a symbol. The words that's in the book are symbols. There is an intention, there is a frequency or wave of vibration that is encapsulated inside of the book. So all 50 of my books, the paperback books, I have over 50 audio shows, 7 hours each. That's a total of 50 audio books, 50 print books. That's a total of 100 books. And each one of them is a symbol of a deeper substance. It's not the book. It's the frequency or the wave or the vibration in the book that's called currency. That's the reason I have a lot of currency, because I have a lot of creativity, because I have a lot of inspiration, because I have a lot of clarity. To the degree of your clarity, that's the degree of your currency. That your degree of clarity determines your degree of currency. Let me say that again as we close, very slowly. Notice it's yours. Your degree, my brothers, your degree, my sisters, of what? Your degree of clarity of purpose. Another word for purpose would be what? Design. Another word for design, destiny. Your God-given fingerprint. So your degree of clarity of purpose, what does it do? That determines nothing else. It's not the white man. It's not the blue man. It's not the green man. It's not Donald Trump. It's your degree of clarity, my brother. It is your degree of clarity, my sister. That determines your degree of currency. Period. Nothing else. If you want more currency, get more clarity. That's going to give you more creativity. Guaranteed. Your degree of clarity of purpose determines your degree of current chi, your current chi, which is your current C. C is your current chi. Your chi is your prana. Your prana is your pneuma. Your pneuma is your ruach, and your ruach is your spirit. You got no spirit, you got no clarity. That means you got no connection with the big G. Brothers and sisters, again, this offer is just really for one day, today and tomorrow, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. After that, we go back to the regular system. So one day, Christmas Day, whatever page count you would like, all I need is your legal name and date of birth. If you're a member of the Life Management System, Kingdom Millionaire Training Center, I already got your name and your date of birth. You just need to email me or go to the website, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That's the email. Website is masterteacher33.com. Click on the link in the middle of the page. Determine the page count and make your payment or donation accordingly. 50 pages, again, will be $100. 100 pages will be $200. 25 pages will be $50. Whatever page count you want, and then just let me know which document, whether you want your personal purpose revealed in the form of a book or a document, or whether you want your first product produced in the form of a, again, book or document. Document being book, because the page count is under 100. If the page count is over 100, then we can turn that into a book. You can put that book on Amazon. I don't recommend, but you can. You can put that book, Barnes & Noble, just by assigning it an ISBN number. If you tell me that what you want, I'll do all that for you. I will even select the topic for you. All you got to do is make the payment. Why? I want to show you the gift that keeps on giving. That gift is you. You are the gift. You are the gift to the universe. You are a gift to the planet. You being on this planet make this planet better. Without you, the planet would not be as good as it is. Your voice is needed on this planet. Your voice is missing. The universe needs to hear what you have to say. All of creation is moaning and groaning. It is waiting on the sons of God and the daughters of God to step up. All creation is waiting on you. I need to help you, man. I need to help you. I need to help you. Help yourself. Because right now, the creation can't move forward because you're not expressing, exposing, and expanding yourself. Because, you know, you're shy, you're laid back, you ain't got time. You know, whatever you got going on in your circle. You just need more inspiration. We all do. But all of creation is groaning. All of creation groans because it's like, please, come on, man, hurry up. We want to grow. We want to know more. We want to expand. The universe wants to expand, but it needs your voice. It needs your frequency. It needs your wave or your vibration. It needs your product. It needs your service. It needs your information. All of creation is waiting on you. What are you waiting on? Brothers and sisters, it is extremely important that you express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness. That is why you are on this earth, to give the gift that keeps on giving after death. Death, and that gift is you. My brothers and my sisters, for more information, again, any questions or comments, simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make you another body. I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Merry holidays. Merry Holy Week. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one.